Let's pick up Sherman in Chicago, and he's got a question about ringing in the ears. Are you there, Sherman?
Yes, I am here, sir.
Good. How old a man are you?
I am 60.
Start.
Approximately 4 months ago.
4 months ago. Okay. Did it follow a loud explosion or noise or anything like that?
I'm a veteran.
Okay.
Close to a lot of noise.
Okay. But you weren't having ringing in the ears a year ago, right?
Yes, it started back recently. I had it some years ago.
Oh, okay.
I work in a very loud environment.
Oh, I see.
Recently, and it hadn't given me a problem.
Okay.
And, started back now. It's only in one ear.
Okay.
One ear.
Well, that's good. The first thing I would try, of course, since you're working in a really loud area, is try to get earmuffs so you can cut down the load for the ears.
Yes.
That's step one. Step two, of course, you want to up the nutrition for the ears. So my favorite thing would be Nerve Complex. And how much did you... You didn't say how much you weigh, Sherman.
I'm approximately 185 pounds.
Okay, that's good.
81.
Okay. So we would want about maybe 3 Nerve Complex per meal. And see if that's also going to promote, a better function for that one ear. Now, the most common reasons that we see the ringing in the ears is that we can shift to a calcification. There can be some calcium deposits that are going to the ear. There can also be an injury to the ear drum itself, such as the loud noise, and... So the three things that I always try to do, number one is make sure you can digest your food, because with low hydrochloric acid, we often have to recruit a calcium from the bone to buffer the blood, and when we do that, that's the no deposit, no return type that has to get stuck in our spine or our toe or our ear. So we want to make sure we're not doing that, because that is probably the single most common reason we start getting ringing in the ears. So your first step would be to get on digestive enzyme support. And at your age, you've made it a long way without it, and that's pretty impressive. You would want about 2 Quantum Digest at the start of the meal. And this is, of course, going to give you plant-based enzyme support for all the pancreatic enzymes and more. It's also going to give you pepsin. Pepsin is the catalyst that makes hydrochloric acid work even better in the stomach, so you take 2 of these start of meals, okay? And then end of the meal, this is the most important thing of all, is the HCL detox kit. And if you can't even afford the kit, you just get the HCL alone, because that's how important this guy is to your overall health. And at your body weight and your age, you're going to need probably about 6 HCL and about 3 activator end of the meal. Now, for a lot of people, when they do this, they stop breaking down their bones to buffer their blood, and the HCL can also promote the dissolution of the calcium that's already deposited, and suddenly your ears start to feel better. How's that for a deal?
Yes, I'd love that.
And even if that's not the answer, it's going to promote a slower aging and greater strength and better digestion across the board. Okay, what else would I do here? I'd want to make sure you don't have a bad tooth, so you want to see a dentist and make sure there's no upper tooth on that side near the left ear that's giving you trouble, okay?
Well, there was a tooth there. It had gotten loose, and it came out, and for a short time, the ringing stopped.
Came back. Okay, so you may not have all the junk from that cleared from the... So what you may need to do here is call the order line and learn how to do Medi Body Packs. And what you'll do is you'll Medi Body Pack that hand, I guess your left hand, and then if you have a vaccination on that arm, your left vaccination, then you got to do base of the neck. I always get that wrong lately. Base of the neck, then base of the jaw, and then you could go right inside the mouth and do one in the retromolar area. That'd be the spot where if you had all your teeth, there still wouldn't be any teeth.
Right. Right.
And then finally, after you do that two times, you could do the actual site of the tooth, okay, and see if you can get any junk that's in there out of there and see if that won't help promote better, promote the elimination of that ringing, okay? And the last thing I'd suggest is you get some pH paper and pH Trio, and you learn how to force that first morning urine pH back into the ideal 6.4 to 7.0 range. Now, if you find that it takes, you know, like 3 teaspoons of coral to get in that range, you may still have more tooth issues. And so maybe there's another tooth in there that has to happen to it. I would certainly want to see the dentist, because it sounds like you've hit the jackpot with this, that may be the driver, okay?
Right, right.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, so I can call your health, the order line?
Yes, and I've made notes on all these things, so they can go over that with you again, okay?
Yes, so they got my name and all this information.
We do indeed. Sherman, Chicago. Okay, buddy?
Yes, very well. I'll call now.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.